producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hillen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. What's that? Woohoo! That means you're fired up.
Ready to go. What's in your mind's back on. Woohoo!
Yeah. Woohoo! Yes, brought to you in part today by PVE Scheffler. They have a title mapping team that provides their clients with a collaborative team of attorneys, surveyors, GIS specialists, and industry experts that provide complete title mapping and management solutions. So don't take chances. Call Jeff Holcomb right now or check him out online at pveschaeffler.com. You can reach Jeff at 701-628-4554. Among the roster of fine sponsors of What's On Your Mind, we thank PVE Scheffler. We're live today at the North Dakota Independent, North Dakota Implement Dealers Association, day two of our broadcast from here. And we're going to meet some of the folks from the implement world today on the program. Just find out a little bit about how growers are doing, how things are going in their communities, what's new in ag implements. So look forward to that. We're going to talk with Brian Crocius, who this hour is saying, that whole newspaper thing is a thing of the past. I'm going to do this auditor thing now. Has a newspaper publisher ever said, I'm gonna go run for office? I guess it happens, but I don't know that I've heard that much about it. So kind of a unique deal. Brian Crocius, the publisher of the Bismarck Tribune, now running for auditor, announcing that at this moment as we speak at the Ronald Reagan Republican Center near the Capitol on Fifth Street in Bismarck. And our ace, Steve Holstrom, is on the way there, as a matter of fact. Just ended another show and headed on over there to bring us some coverage of that. Brian will check in, too. So looking forward to that today on the program. And what else? I'm trying to decipher Governor Dalrymple's statement here. I have requested an interview, but it's regarding the LSS refugee resettlement situation. And you know, I've been wrestling with this a little bit, and I have some ideas on this, and I want to spend a little time getting your thoughts on this. First of all, I'd like to believe that I'm a good neighbor, okay? And I'd like to believe that I'm, a good Christian. And so when you say, no, you're not coming here, that sounds a little unneighborly, that sounds a little unchristian, doesn't it? And if you're a critic of the idea of stopping or pausing refugee resettlement, it's easy to say, oh, some Christian you are. Yeah, you don't even want you. Yeah, just let them die over there, right? You care about them, but not to have them here. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't my first responsibility as husband to Maria and father to Alex, Hannah, and Haley to say, under this roof, under this house, you will be protected? That's my job as a dad and as a husband, is it not? First and foremost, I mean, who throws the doors open? I mean, take the number one bleeding heart ever and say, okay, let's put you in the middle of Detroit or New York City, San Francisco, whatever. Pick your town. Chicago would probably be the one I'd pick. You just go to the worst of the worst of Chicago, throw your doors open, put a big neon sign, say, come on in here if you need, want to hang out for a while. Just sleep wherever. We'll give you shelter. Who does that? You don't. And nobody's asking you to do that. That's ridiculous. Now, I do have an idea that might perplex the Obama administration. See what you think of this. Are you aware to the extent that Syrians are persecuted in, Christians rather, are persecuted in Syria? It's unbelievable. Very common for Christians to be asked, how do you want to die in Syria? After 3 p.m., they say the streets are the most dangerous, unless it's a Friday, and then Syrian Christians really don't dare go outside their homes at all. A lawlessness is the norm in many of these towns. When government forces are not present, Muslims have been known to rob churches, kidnap, rape, or even kill Christian women. Innocent bystanders simply making trips to the store, gunned down. curfews aren't working either. Nobody feels safe or less fearful. So the Christian community, they just pray. So how about this? Maybe we ask the Obama administration, if you're so bent on refugee resettlement from Syria, let's maybe concentrate our refugee resettlement efforts on Christians in Syria, who by every report are being persecuted. What do you think of that idea? Number one, refugee resettlement should focus on those that are being persecuted, right? I think we all agree on that. Number two, they're Christians, so they're not going to come here and join jihad. We don't have to worry about that. So we've removed, what do you think the chances of that happening would be? What do you think of the idea? What do you say to people who say it's unneighborly, it's unchristian to not take these refugees in? I want to know. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd with your comments as well. And that's 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Governor Dalrymple has issued a statement about this because there are a number of states that are saying, no more, we're not doing this. And here is what he had to say. First and foremost, we need to make sure our citizens are safe and secure. State officials are in contact with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and have called upon the department to make absolutely sure that all refugees receive the highest level of background and security screening before consideration for resettlement. I'll pause there for a moment and ask you, do you trust that system? Applaud the governor for sharing the belief that we need to make sure our citizens are safe and secure. I'm wondering if he's placing too much faith in a conversation between state officials and U.S. Department of Homeland Security and efforts to call upon them to make absolutely sure that all refugees receive the highest level of background and security screening before even consideration for resettlement. I agree. But, you know, you can call on them to have blue hair. That doesn't mean they're going to do it. Back to the governor's statement. Lutheran Social Services of North Dakota, the state's only organization to assist in resettlements, has informed us that they have not placed Syrian refugees in the state and do not expect to resettle Syrian refugees in the future. LSS North Dakota has reported they help place an average of 400 refugees in North Dakota every year and intend to resettle 455 this year. I'm not sure why the commercial for LSS is in a statement about whether or not we're going to be one of the states that says, no, we're not doing this. And the governor went on to say that since the terrorist attacks in France on Friday, the State Division of Homeland Security has been in regular contact with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and other federal agencies, and that North Dakota's Fusion Center continues to coordinate with federal and local officials to share any relevant public safety information. The Fusion Center is basically made up of staff in the North Dakota National Guard, the State Division of Homeland Security, the State Highway Patrol, the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, and the Information Technology Department. All right, you heard what the governor said. Does that make you feel any differently? Does that give you comfort? Yes? No? What? Tell me, please, at 800-228-0550. Now, LSS, I believe, is hearing us. Because their statement, which I posted when I received it last night, yesterday afternoon, I guess, said earlier this month, LSS alerted the national agencies it worked with on refugee resettlement that North Dakota does not have the capacity to increase the number of resettlements indicated for the upcoming fiscal year. LSSND submitted a plan to the U.S. State Department for 455 refugee placements, of which at least 75% of the total will be reunited with family already living in North Dakota.
The determination of who will be resettled in any resettlement site in the U.S. is made by the U.S. State Department in conjunction with voluntary agencies that LSS works with. LSS prefers to continue resettling refugees from the countries that have an established community in North Dakota. LSS has stated to these agencies, including the State Department, it does not feel Syrian resettlement to North Dakota makes sense due to the lack of an established Syrian presence in our communities and due to its focus of resettling families wanting to reunite with family already living in North Dakota. LSS-ND has not resettled Syrian refugees in the past. Then it goes on to say, over the last 20 years, LSS of North Dakota has resettled an average of 400 people in the state each year. Total number of refugees resettled in North Dakota last fiscal year was 506. For the last several years, the primary countries of resettlement in North Dakota have been Bhutan, Iraq, Somalia, and Congo. But credit to LSS there in saying, you know what, we told them we're done. We're at capacity. I think folks would agree there. But are we saying enough on Syria, either from the governor or LSS? Tell me.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables Tools is here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now, that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, you know, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue South, West Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Bismarck at the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association Convention. We're here for 3 days, actually, chat with some folks about ag issues. Going to chat with Dave Meyer of Titan Machinery coming up a little later on. In the meantime, want your questions and or comments on the program at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Brought to you in part today by My Pillow. Now through the end of the year, when you buy four pillows, you only pay for one.
I'm not kidding you. You buy four pillows, get them for the price of one. Two classic My Pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. And that deal is good now through Christmas. And also the money back guarantee. Normally 60 days, they are doubling it through March 1st now. And limited time only. So you got to go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott under the radio special. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Okay? That's right. MyPillow.com. Click the radio special. Use the promo code Scott. It'll get you exactly what you need to do. Just got a note from a listener the other day. Said, you know, the pillow comes out so nice in the washer and dryer. Donna said, I'd just recommend this to anyone. They wash and dry perfectly. I mean, I'm so satisfied with it. Not only do you feel better and sleep better, you know, I love the fact you can just throw them in the wash. And it's good for 10 years. Yeah. She said that the pet bed is not discussed much either, but she wants to share that it's the best. Very washable, and then the pet odors are not even noticed. Love that. Love your feedback, so keep telling us about MyPillow. All right? Love hearing from you. All right. Let's share some of your comments here. Text her to Todd. You can always text Todd at 701-226-8503. I'll go to some of these calls as well, Todd, that you're getting. When you call us, A lot of folks have left messages here off air. You can press 1 and leave a message or 2 to chat with us live on the air. We love chatting with you live on the air, honestly. Here's what the texter had to say. As a Christian, I have to accept things I can't change and trust God to take care of them. I say we as Americans need to stay out of this and pray for them and God's will to be done. We have enough of a mess here. God expects us to handle that. All right, good point. Now, I assume he's talking about, you know, to take refugees, to not take refugees, is what he's talking about there. I happen to think there are occasions where Germany being a prime example, World War II, and does anybody think if Hitler left unchecked was going to not continue to spread to ultimately come here? I mean, 9/11 as an example was you look the other way on, you know, a Marine barracks bombing and a couple of U.S., you know, USS Cole and U.S. Embassy bombings, and all of a sudden they go, we can take it there and they won't care. So to me, you pick your spots. And I think that's what's going on in Syria, honestly. I think we thought, it'll be okay, and now it's far from okay at all. But appreciate the call and the comment. Let's take some of these calls here, Todd.
Yeah, this is for your What's on Your Mind program. If you're naive enough to believe the Obama administration, after all the lying that they've done about these Syrian refugees now, you and the rest of the United States people deserve what you get when these terrorists start shooting people and blowing people up here. We don't need any Muslims in this country, period. I don't know about, if you know anything about the Muslim culture and how they operate in their countries, but how are you going to reconcile that culture and the way they live with the way we live? It's impossible, unless you want to end up like them, and that's the way you will. Thank you. Bye now.
I'm not sure who that question is directed at, but I, you know, again, that's sort of what I was getting at with Governor Dalrymple, to say we're calling on them to vet the, you know, these people. Just say no. I think you just got to say no, and I think Congress better say no at this point. And again, I'm giving an alternative, which I think is a good Christian alternative. And it's to say, okay, we know Christians are being persecuted in big numbers, slaughtered, okay? So let's test the Obama administration. If this is really about getting people who are knowingly persecuted, who mean us no harm, and bring the Christians in. What do you think? Is that a good way to go?
800-228-0550. Here's some of your comments on that idea. Don says, how about taking back the selection process from the UN and giving consideration to Syrian Christians? Yes, he likes that idea. Yes, President Obama chose the UN Refugee Resettlement Organization to select and vet refugees for resettlement to the U.S. Syrian Christians. Okay. Jamie says, nope. End all immigration for the next 25 years. Most of the people who come to America these days refuse to assimilate our language, culture, and freedoms. All right. Scott says, it wasn't that long ago this country was obsessed with Ebola. People entering the country were screened meticulously, and if you as much as sneezed or coughed, you were put in isolation. There were some tangibles that the screeners were looking for. Now with the Syrian refugees, how do you screen them when you don't have a database to look at or tangibles you can examine? Ebola is bad, but terrorists can hide their intentions, and we don't have a fail-safe test to find out what their real intentions are. Troy says, as long as the resettlement process is a safe zone in their own country. Patricia says, our State Department frowns on Christians. Yeah, that's what I worry about most, to tell you the truth. Another of the calls that came in off the air on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Todd, go ahead and roll it.
OSS may not be bringing in any Syrians, but LSS is bringing in a lot of Muslims, which we can get along without.
All right. Well, by the way, I saw a great letter to the editor in the Jamestown Sun today by a fellow by the name of Mike Schottenheim. And he's talking about what you're talking about. He's saying our clueless government continues to settle Somalian refugees into our towns and cities in spite of the fact the FBI admits we have a terror recruiting problem in Minnesota within the Somali American community. We've barely made a half-hearted attempt to deport visa overstayers, and thanks to a pair of corrupt presidents, our southern border is even more porous now than it was previous to 9/11. And now President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry, along with most of the Democratic Party, want to bring in at least 100,000 Syrian refugees, in spite of the fact the FBI says it has no way to check their backgrounds, and that the Islamic State has guaranteed the West that terrorists will be mixed in with the refugees. By the way, Department of Homeland Security has said they have intel that suggests they would use the refugee resettlement process to infiltrate into the United States. We know that. Gordy Fargo, let's get you in here quick. Got a break coming up, but give me your thoughts.
Just wanted to mention the Muslim tenet of Taqiyya, which basically says that you can lie to your enemies, you can lie to women, you can lie to anybody if you think it's going to forward the cause or further the cause of the jihad. And so basically, if you want to bring in Muslim, or you want to bring in Syrian Christians, how are you going to know that they're not just Muslims that are under the practice of taqiyya, lying to the people?
Very interesting. And very interesting. In fact, appreciate the call. Up against the break here. Got to run.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
At PetroServe USA locations, they're helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you know what? They're helping your tailgate better, too, with your tailgating headquarters supply needs and a chance to win a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer. Come on in. Register for that. And two $500 cash cards given away every single week at PetroServe USA. Great specials all month long include the Hershey Reese's King Size Candy Bars, two for $2.22, the Jerky Jack Links, just $4.39, the Deli Express Smoked Ham and Cheese, Chuck Wagon, Chicken and Swiss sandwiches, only $1.99. And the licorice twists and bites, just $1.19 from Kenny's Candy. Plus, you'll find PetroServe USA gift cards and Coffee for Life club cards that are great gift-giving ideas, too. All from a PetroServe USA location near you. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice and two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. All at a PetroServe USA near you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's on your mind? We're live at the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association today. Going to chat with a couple of small-town dealers with big hearts in just a moment here coming up on the program. I love small-town North Dakota. I really do. I always say North Dakota, like Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, is just made up of people from somewhere else in North Dakota for the most part. How many times do you hear, I'm a Fargo native, I'm Bismarck? A lot less than you hear, I'm from Langdon. I'm from Castleton. I'm from Hoopole, you know. That's what I hear. I love it, too, very much. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at Polar Service Center. You know, Polar Service Center is big in the tank trailer world. In fact, the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have 30 service centers all around the country. And two of those 30 are right here in North Dakota. Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota. But you're going to see Polar Service Center trucks all over North Dakota. Just look for the mud flaps. Usually have Polar on them. And they service everything. Not only the Polar tank trailers, but their own. And they're doing, by the way, in Kildare, a lot more service now as well. Coming soon to Williston. By a lot more service, I mean they're not just doing tank trailers. They're doing all kinds of truck repair, doing a lot of fleet repair. So if you're in the market some good, solid maintenance and repair, the folks at Polar Service Center will take care of you. They'll be in Minot at the end of the, I'm sorry, Williston at the end of the month, November 30th, on Bassett Lane. And you can call them at 251-4586, but they're getting things cranking. They open up on November 30th in Williston as well at Polar Service Center. Always looking for technicians and as well some other positions right now that they've been hiring for. Up to $35 an hour they pay for technicians. And service riders, some other folks as well. Those positions pay like $25 an hour. And you can go to Polar Service Center under careers and find out more about that. All right, one quick call, and then we're going to chat with some of our guests here from the Implement Dealers Association. Sherman and Bismarck's been waiting to weigh in. Sherman, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you.
Hey, I want to make a comment on this terrorist, Syrian refugees.
Yes, sir.
Well, one of the terrorists in Paris this last weekend here was a refugee from Syria that located in Europe. Okay.
When, right, I think you're talking about one of the suicide bombers. They found a Syrian passport on him. Is that what you're talking about?
Right. He was a refugee from Syria.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't have his... I heard that on one of the news programs. Anyway, I also heard that... I forgot the name of it now. Oh, United Nations was going to be doing the screening for the Syrian refugees.
Yeah.
So if United Nations is going to do the screening, you know damn well there's going to be a lot of terrorists coming over.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. It's time for a pause. There's no doubt about it. It's time for a giant timeout.
I think Garwimple needs to get his act together and just say no.
Yeah, I don't know how hard that is. If I were Jack, I'd just say no. We're not doing this. North Dakota's not doing this. And I know there's some political pressure to do that because people are doing it. And maybe that's why he's not doing it. Because he doesn't want to play to the crowd a little bit. But if I were him, I'd do it. And by the way, we've invited him on to come on and talk about it because I'm the same way. I think 14 governors now have said no. So will he? Should he? Because what he said is basically there's no plans to bring them here. So he's not saying they're coming here, and he's saying I'm relying on the federal government. So, but I'm with you. I think we need to keep digging into that. No question about that. All right, appreciate the call. Kevin Roy from Langdon Implement and Stu Romsdahl from Central Sales are here to chat with us today from the Implement Dealers Association. Gentlemen, nice to see you. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So what's the best thing about Castleton, Stu, besides Central Sales?
Well, we're the home of five governors.
Isn't that something?
Absolutely.
That is. That's a little feather in the cap of Castleton,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Small little atmosphere town that's united, and it's very close to the bigger markets like Fargo.
Yeah. All right. Kevin, what's the best thing about Langdon?
We're close to the Canadian border, and it's a very nice area to live. Lots of different seasons.
So tell me now about this close to the Canadian border. How does that help the town? You bring some folks down from the Canada?
Yeah, a lot of travelers back and forth. Get to meet a lot of new people.
Oh, that's neat. That is great. So, small town North Dakota is wonderful. It really is. Isn't it, Stu? I mean,
absolutely.
You know, just sort of the camaraderie and the team spirit in the schools and, it just is... There's something special about small towns.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you go to any Class B event, it seems like the whole community's behind all the participants. So it's...
Now, I don't want to start any trash-talking with your friend Kevin here, but I got to think that the land around Castleton has got to be like about as good as you get in North Dakota.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's premium soil right around the Castleton area.
What... what does that mean for you?
Well, the farming sector that we service, they have to be able to produce good crops in those soils to make it work, and it's primo land for various different crops, so it's good for us in a lot of different aspects, service and parts and sales as well.
What's the smallest, farm? I mean, in other words, there are a lot of big farms out there these days.
Well, there's some hobby farms out there, too, that we also service. But, I suppose an average farm today, maybe Kevin can help me there, but, I would say maybe that 1,500 to 2,000 acres.
And I'm thinking bigger around Castleton. I don't know why. It just seems
There are bigger people out there, bigger farmers, up to 10,000 acres.
Kevin, how about around Langdon?
Yeah, a lot of the hobby farms are probably 1,000 acres, but most guys average 4,000 to 5,000 acres now. But a lot of times there might be two or three family members in that, a father and two sons, and each got 4,000 to 5,000 acres. So they might farm 15,000 as a family,
The growers that are coming in kicking tires on a new combine, what worries them right now?
The price of the product, commodity prices. We just went through an all-time high that we didn't see for a long, long time. My dad talked about it in the 70s, but I guess Stu and I didn't get to see that till recently.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun recently.
Yeah. And do you see this as anything other than things go up and things go down and it's cyclical?
It's a bump in the road. We just got to work through it.
Yeah.
Everything's so expensive today compared to the last swing that we've seen. Combines are $400,000 to $500,000. Back in the last swing, they were $100,000. So your risk for loss is so much greater as a dealer or as a farmer, because there's more loss opportunity with the prices that we have today.
Right. What's the average? I don't know if you know this nationally or by state or even by your own dealership. What's the average customer ownership of a combine? How often are they trading? 2 years, 3 years, five, 10?
Well, previously probably 2 years, but normally 5 to 10, I'd say, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Yeah, both the same.
Same still?
Yep.
Yeah. And is that just because they change that fast? There's new, you know, better, and I just got to have the latest and the greatest?
Correct. You know, they're always innovative. There's a lot of proactive farmers out there that like to stay on top of the warranties and the latest and greatest opportunities for them.
So tell me, you know, for growers around Castleton, why Central Sales is a how do you differentiate yourself from your competitors?
Well, I think it's a people business, and we try to be more personable. You're not just a number. You're truly a customer of ours that we try to take care of the best we can.
And what do you sell?
We sell, as far as lines of equipment, we sell AGCO products, which is Massey Ferguson, Gleaner combines, white planters, and also sunflower tillage. We also have a line of Versatile products as well.
Versatile is a name you hear more and more these days, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about you, Kevin?
We're a John Deere dealer in Langdon, Walla, and Cavalier. And we have a few short line products along with that, but mainly John Deere.
And obviously there's other implement dealers that sell John Deere.
Oh, yeah.
Not in the communities you're in, but, I mean, that you compete with.
Yep.
What when you're sitting down with a grower to say, buy from old Kevin here, what do you lay out in the way of advantages?
Well, my dad started the business in 71, and I came there in 81. And my son Anthony has just started the store 4 years ago. So we're a long family tradition in the business. And like Stu, we're hands-on. We're in the deal and from the beginning to the end. And we have a lot of long-term employees that have been there for 20 to 30 to maybe 40 years. So we've got a good family-knit dealership they like to do business with.
And when you talk about, you know, your dad's 71 starts the dealership, 81 you come in. Is that important to growers? In other words, are they, if they can save, you know, $5,000 on a combine, are they going to get it somewhere cheaper? Are they going to say, hey, I know Kevin, I knew his dad, I'm going to buy where I bought from?
You know, that depends on the times. If there's some extra money on the farm, they become a lot more loyal. But when things get a little tougher, they've got to watch their bottom line too. So it's a real plus to have that family there. But it kind of goes with the times.
What's your biggest challenge right now, Stu?
Well, I would say that the challenge is probably keeping in contact and keeping exposure to our customer base and reaching out to existing opportunities. We feel that the more personal touch you can have with a customer is the best route.
How about hiring folks?
That's been a challenge as well, especially in the technician part of things. Like Kevin, you know, we strive on service, and if we can find some good service people that could develop into a positive team for us, that's what we're for.
Out there in Langdon, is it easy to recruit folks up there?
Yes and no. You know, our association has partnered up with Wahpeton School with our tech program. John Deere has a school there that our students can go to, as does Butler, as does Titan. I'm not sure about AGCO, but Wahpeton stepped forward many years ago and offered some tech classes for students and on-the-job training kind of program, and that's been wonderful for us. You're able to recruit kids into that school program, and they come to you when they graduate.
Fascinating. Well, gentlemen, great chatting with you. Nice to learn about the biz a little bit and how things are going in those communities you serve. In the case of Central Sales, of course, it's Castleton. In the case of Langdon Implement, that's not only Langdon, but also Cavalier.
And Walla.
And Mulholland.
Yep.
Yeah. Kevin, Stu, thanks a ton.
Hey, thank you.
Nice chat with you. Appreciate it very much. We're going to meet some more of the good folks from the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association gathering here in Bismarck as we go throughout the day. We'll be here tomorrow, too. And more of your calls. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Who says saving has to feel like sacrifice? Why should planning for tomorrow get in the way of living today? Wouldn't it be great to make once in a lifetime happen more than once? At Alaris, we'll help you reach your financial goals so you can achieve your dreams again and again. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Import.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Location today at the Bismarck Ram Coda for the North Dakota Independent North Dakota Implement Dealers Association convention. Second day of our 3-day broadcast from here today. Looking forward to that. Going to chat with another one of the dealers in just a moment here. Looking forward to that. Chatting with all these folks and learning about what is happening. Also, I want to tell you about our friends today at PetroServe USA. Remember, get on in there before the bison season is done and get your share of $10,000. You can register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded bison tailgating trailer they're giving away. Your official bison tailgating supply headquarters. Everything you need for game day. Propane tanks, $10 to fill at PetroServe. Do you know that? $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, medium pizzas, $5.99. I also love that 4-for-4 deal. You get a fresh hot stuff, personal pan pizza, a couple of cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, joining us next from Brandt Holdings is Jay Pickrell. Jay, nice to see you.
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you enjoying the implement dealers gathering so far?
It is tremendous. It's inspirational and motivating, and we always find this platform to be a significant uplift event coming into the next season.
That's great. So Brandt Holdings would be known in our part of North Dakota as having dealerships in a number of locations, closest to Bismarck, probably Jamestown, but maybe just tell folks where you're at. Hillsboro, right?
Certainly, yes. We're known in North Dakota as Valley Plains Equipment, beginning in Jamestown, going to Valley City, Hillsboro, Hunter, Galesburg, and Crookston.
And but also, obviously, dealerships all over, 20-some now, right?
Yes, we have 21 locations scattered amongst North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Nebraska.
Give me a sense of North Dakota's place in the ag world globally.
Yes, it's a great question. In the sense of North Dakota has become a significant player. There's events every year. We obviously have the Big Iron Show in September here. And over the years, that has evolved to quite an international platform. We have a number of countries that come and visit here and come here specifically to look at buying opportunities, to learn farming practices and other things that take place here in North Dakota. And the impact of agriculture along with the equipment and the farming practices have made a significant difference in countries such as Ukraine, Russia, Kazakhstan, and other places in the world.
So they're learning from us on what's the best piece of equipment, how to use it on the land, what else?
That is correct. The size of farms and the temperature and climate is very similar. And so therein, they're able to understand how to make larger pieces of equipment more productive. They're able to understand better farming practices that are applicable to farming large-size farms. I mean, they work in the 50,000-hectare size scope. Hectares, of course, 2.5 acres. So you can think in terms of a 100-plus-thousand-acre farm that they're trying to manage. And when we are here in North Dakota, we have some farm sizes that range up into the 40,000-acre platform. So therein, the farming practices and equipment match up very well. The technology and the advancement has been behind in those countries, and so they're trying to catch up into the scope of productivity and capacity that is now advanced here in the U.S., comparatively speaking, to their operations.
You're a John Deere dealer?
We are.
And you have a lot of growers, producers in our audience right now that, you know, make choices all the time about, you know, green iron, red iron, yellow iron, whatever it's going to be. Well, you know, what do you want to tell them about what the future holds for ag implements in North Dakota and, I guess, worldwide?
Well, first and foremost, we'd like to say to those that are our customers, thank you very much. We appreciate your business, and you're very valuable to us. And to all of those that are in the farming business, to understand that the future and the impact of the farming industry is tremendous. On a worldwide platform, the world population is continuing to grow. All of the projections and statistics show that there's going to be an even greater demand need upon farming practices in the U.S. to produce higher levels in production than they've ever produced before. Specifically in the great state of North Dakota, we see the advancement of corn and other products that are now based on seed technology and other aspects, being able to come into this market, and our impacts from North Dakota, from our farming North Dakota customers and their capacity, they're able to start to impact on a worldwide platform. We see many of them engaging in the export markets, working through the soybean councils and corn councils to negotiate and to work with other countries into South America, into Asia, into Europe, into the Far East. And as that platform continues to grow, their impact, the specific impact of the customers here in the great state of North Dakota, these farmers, is going to grow in magnitude over time.
What does that mean for the consumer?
I think that means for the consumer, specifically here in North Dakota, a continued stable economy. An opportunity to have a base that isn't just fluctuating solely upon the oil products in the western part of North Dakota, but to have a stable economy and a platform that will retain employment and engagement and reinvestment of funds and opportunities. Certainly our customer success and the farming implement success and technology success is driven here is allowing monies to be reinvested into communities and aspects that are important to us here in the great state of North Dakota. And as we continue to outbound that impact, we continue to influence other things that are productive on a worldwide platform.
I'm not sure the average North Dakotan connects the impact of the price of a commodity and the health of the ag sector with the overall health of, do you build a school? Do you not build a school?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Tax bases are impacted, Scott. The abilities for those reinvestments of funds. We continually see our customers heavily engaged here in the state of North Dakota and taking care of their communities. Often we will see them working with us in conjunction and other farm implement dealers as well, in conjunction with those customers to drive fundraisers to put new floors and gyms and schools and other things. And those funds are available because of the success and the management of this industry.
Fascinating. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate the insight and analysis.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Jay Pickrell from Brandt Holdings, Valley Plains Equipment here in North Dakota, our guest from the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association in Bismarck.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to bloodsugar11.com for your free video. That's bloodsugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to bloodsugar11.com now.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.